First, I'd like to wish all of our grandparents very happy Grandparents' Day today. And one of my favorite stories, I think, ties in well with that, as well as with today's gospel. And that is this young brother and sister that went to stay overnight at their grandparents' house. And it was a week before the boy's birthday. And so he knelt down at night and said his prayers. But when he prayed at the top of his voice, "Dear God, for my birthday, please give me a new football, a skateboard, and a brand new bicycle." And his sister was very irritated. And she said to him, "Why did you pray so loudly? God isn't deaf." And the boy said, "I know, but Grandma is." In today's gospel, we have the curing of the deaf man. This man was both deaf and mute. And today's gospel from Mark chapter 7 occurs in this area called the Decapolis. That was the pagan territory. So the Lord is up in the Gentile region right now. And as he enters that area, it says some people brought to Jesus a deaf man who was also mute. It says they begged him to lay his hand upon him. See, these are good friends, aren't they? They're very good friends. This deaf and mute man did not come to Jesus by himself. He needed the help of his friends. This is called the apostleship of friendship. That we have to reach out and befriend people to bring them to Jesus. Because a lot of people will not go to Jesus by themselves. They need your prayers. They need you to pick them up and bring them to church. They need you to bring them to confession. See, a lot of people are spiritually deaf. They've closed off their ears. They're not listening to God. A lot of people are spiritually blind. They've closed their eyes to God. A lot of people are spiritually paralyzed. They don't get to church on their own. So your job is to be a good friend, like the people in today's gospel, and to pick them up and to bring them to Jesus. And you have to beg Jesus, "Lord, please help them. Please heal them. Please get them back to confession. Please get them back to church." See, notice that these friends beg Jesus. Sometimes we have to do the same thing, like St. Monica for 20 years, begging God to convert her son Augustine. 20 years of prayers and begging, "Please, Lord." And the Lord answered and gave tremendous grace to Augustine. And so you might know some people in your life that are either spiritually deaf, spiritually blind, spiritually paralyzed. The first thing you need to do is to pray for them. Do what the people did today. Beg Jesus. Pray for them. Maybe you have to pray for your kids or your grandkids. Maybe for a spouse or maybe for a brother or sister. Somebody that's drifted far away from Jesus. Your job is to pray for them, to be a good friend, to intercede for them. This is a very good example of what we call intercessory prayer in today's gospel. Well, the Lord listens to them and he works a miracle. But he doesn't make this man a spectacle. He takes him away by himself, away from the crowd. See, every detail of today's gospel is interesting. He takes the man away by himself, away from the crowd, and he does two very interesting things. The first thing he does is he takes his finger and sticks it in the man's ears. See, the finger of God represents the power of God, the healing power of God. If you go to the Vatican, go into the Sistine Chapel and look up at the ceiling, and you see the creation of Adam. And what do you see? God the Father holding out his finger and Adam touching God's finger. And Adam is created from the power of God's hand. So this, the finger of God in Scripture refers to the divine power of God to create or to heal. And then the Lord does something very interesting. He takes some spittle and touches it to the man's tongue. Why did he do that? We don't know why. Maybe it had sort of medicinal aspects. You know, it has a healing. You know, if you cut yourself and you put some saliva on there, or when an animal gets hurt, it'll lick its wounds. It's a healing. So the Lord does a healing. Could he have just given him a blessing? Yes. But he uses these material things, the touch of the finger, the using of the spittle. Why does he do that? Perhaps he's giving us a lesson how God works through material elements. And we see this all the time in the sacraments. When you get baptized, the priest or deacon pours water, and the pouring of water washes away original sin. See, we're body and soul, right? And so all the sacraments are very tactile. They're material things. You go to the Eucharist, and bread and wine is consecrated. Jesus uses bread and wine to give us himself in Holy Communion. When you get confirmed, the bishop consecrates oil, and we're blessed with oil at our confirmation. Again, does God have to work through material things? He doesn't have to, but he chooses to. God chooses to use water in baptism, bread and wine in the Eucharist, oil in confirmation. When you're sick or near death or about to go into surgery, you get anointed again with the oil for the sick. Again, and through the prayers and the blessing with oil, God uses that and he brings about spiritual healing, sometimes physical healing. See, notice how God does that through the sacraments. So this is a good gospel to remind us how God uses material elements through which to bestow his graces and his blessings. The same thing with sacramentals. As you know, there are seven sacraments, but there's many sacramentals. Things like holy water, Lord's water. Many people have been cured by going to Lord's and going into the baths and being cured in the miraculous waters. You have things like ashes on Ash Wednesday and palms on Palm Sunday, and material things like a holy medal, a scapular, a crucifix. And through these instruments, God can give graces. Many people that wear a holy medal are converted by the prayers of our Blessed Mother. So you see how God can work through material things. So in today's Gospel, the Lord works about a cure and a miracle by using material substances and blessings. And then lastly, before Jesus works the miracle, he looks up to heaven, and again, an interesting detail, he groans. Jesus groans as he looks up to heaven. The fathers of the church believe that when Jesus worked a miracle, he gave of himself. It cost him something physically. It drained him physically. Before he raised Lazarus, Jesus wept and experienced that. Before he cured the lepers, the blind, the deaf, Scripture reveals that the Lord went through certain agony. And in today's Gospel, Jesus groans. He experiences, perhaps, what it's like to be deaf for a few moments. So Jesus then takes upon himself this illness. As Scripture says, by his wounds we are healed. Jesus doesn't just have sympathy, he has empathy. And you know what an empath is? An empath is somebody who takes upon himself the pain and suffering of others so that they will be cured or healed. When I was a kid, maybe 8-10 years old, I remember seeing the original Star Trek episodes. Remember the original Star Trek, with Captain Kirk and Bones McCoy and Spock? Well, one of the episodes was called The Empath. If you have a chance to watch that, it's a very Christian theme, because it's about this woman who would, when somebody was wounded, she would go and touch that person, and then she would take that wound. And the other person was healed, but she would take it. See, that's what Jesus did by dying on the cross. He is the ultimate empath, because he takes upon himself the sins of the world. So the Lord works a great miracle. He shows he's divine. He works the miracle. He uses material substances to bring about the healing. He listens to the intercessory prayer of these friends, and he works a great miracle. And at the end of the gospel, people rejoice and said, "He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." And that was one of the signs of the Messiah. They knew that when the Messiah came, there would be healings and miracles. The lepers would be cured, the deaf would hear, the blind would see, the lame would walk, and that was a sign of the Messiah. So in today's gospel, Jesus shows that he is the long-awaited Messiah and shows his divinity by being able to work miracles.